quick thank you to our sponsors for making this podcast possible. They keep this show free to listen to. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before my period. I always used to feel like I was walking in quicksand and craving the most unhealthy of foods. My sleep was always off and my moods were unpredictable. Now it's easier to manage PMS with EstroControl. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. And the biggest benefit, feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 14,000 reviews of Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off the entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code PEACE at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PEACE for 15% off today.
I came to parenting with everything I learned in childhood: yelling, punishing, controlling, and shaming. After trying almost every method, I found connected parenting and was totally shocked when empathy, listening, doing away with rewards and consequences, and being a safe place actually worked. It moved the behaviors of my children and it felt good, especially with my very strong-willed and highly sensitive oldest daughter. This podcast was born out of the idea of sharing the message and helping parents find more peace in a modern world. Welcome to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. So glad you're here.
Welcome back to the Peace and Parenting Podcast. I'm Michelle, and I want to talk about this idea, the good mom or the good dad syndrome. And I think, quite frankly, it's more prevalent for us moms, unfortunately, that we are, or that we believe we need to be thought of as the good mom, meaning that we have to please society, that we have to be portrayed and thought of in the greater world, thought of as good parents and good moms, and that if we aren't, we are somehow looked down upon. If you don't have obedient children and a well-run home and kids who eat a bunch of, you know, variety of food and have activities and are successful in school and are kind to their friends, and that all of this is dependent on you as a mom. And I think that's a huge amount of pressure to put on ourselves, a huge amount of pressure that society puts on us. And that, why do we believe that those things make us a good mom? It's purely external behaviors and benchmarks that we are using to determine if we are a good parent. Because if we have quote unquote good kids who check off all these boxes, then we can be considered doing a good job. And I think that it really makes it challenging to endure moments when we're not. Moments when we have the kid who comes home with the F. Moments when we have the child who has the tantrum in the grocery store. Moments when we yell. It doesn't allow for mistakes. And I think this is all wrapped up in the same idea of punishments, right? We look so down upon the mistakes that people make, either parents or adults or children. And in this case, we really look down upon those mistakes that moms make, that if they have a child who steps out of line, somehow it's bad and that their child is doing something wrong and that therefore they must be doing something wrong. And I don't think we believe this just out of nowhere. I really don't. I believe that this comes from the idea of control, and that we need to control our children. And if we don't control our children, then we are not successful. And that this has been passed down from, and I believe, the patriarchy. It's been passed down for generations that the society needs to have things controlled. And so women need to control their children. Men need to control their women. And that this is an old ideology that hasn't been in existence for decades, maybe centuries, and that it has still ekes out in 2023 because we judge ourselves so deeply. Us parents, and moms especially, we really judge ourselves we go on Instagram and we read something like, if you yell at your child, it's detrimental. And then all of a sudden we're like, why would you write that? How, that is so mean. I yell at my kid. And because we take it so personally, because we feel judged, because society is constantly judging us. And we are so sensitive to it because we feel as if we're not living up to what the society believes we should be. And so we feel offended because we're not given any breaks. We're not given any places to have our dysregulation, to have a child who's off the rails, to have our own tantrum or allow our children to have their tantrum. Or not everything has to be so measured and controlled and put into a box. And if it doesn't fit inside of that box and cannot be controlled, we're looked down upon. Now, this isn't everybody. I'm making a generalization around the old ideology that still exists in our societies, all societies. I work with people all over the world, and everyone says the same thing. In our culture, you know, kids can't have feelings. In our culture, kids aren't allowed to display upsets. It's universal. I've worked with people in South Africa. I've worked with people in Egypt. I've worked with people in Australia. I've worked with people in the UK. I've worked with people in South America. I've worked with people everywhere, and it's universal. Even here in the US, we're fighting tooth and nail to allow ourselves mistakes and to allow our children to have mistakes because it is not acceptable in many places in our societies. And many people believe that it is not acceptable. And somehow the responsibility falls on the parents, most especially, I believe, the moms. And it's hard. And then we end up judging ourselves. And why do we care what society believes of us? That is the bigger piece. Why should we give a crap if someone rolls their eyes at us at the grocery store or smirks at us in church or looks sideways at us in the street because our kid's rolling around on the ground and wants the ice cream cone? It's because upsets and feelings and mistakes and dysregulation is still deemed unacceptable, but it isn't. It is completely 100% acceptable to have your feelings as both a parent and as a child. We're taking a break to hear from our sponsor so I can bring this podcast to you free of charge. This episode is sponsored by ByHeart. ByHeart features a patent protein blend that gets closest to breast milk. Their formula includes the most abundant protein, alpha-lac, found in breast milk, as well as lactoferrin, the number one protein found in colostrum. ByHeart is an easy-to-digest formula which includes prebiotics and an 80-20 whey-to-casein ratio like an early breast milk, making it great for a newborn's digestive system. ByHeart is the only U.S.-made infant formula made with certified clean ingredients, including organic, grass-fed, whole milk, not skim. What it doesn't have is soy, corn syrup, GMOs, or palm oil. Curious about ByHeart? Redeem your welcome offer at byheart.com/podcast. Use code PEACE for a limited time. Additional terms and conditions apply. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her questions via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her responses or use their voice-to-text feature. And mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. This book becomes a legacy, something your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I used mylifeinabook.com to compile my own stories to give to my daughters for Mother's Day. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code PEACE at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code PEACE for 10% off today. Let's dive back in. Now, do we want to always have our feelings with our kids as adults? Probably not. Are there places to do that? Most certainly with our other adults, with people who are parents and who are, you know, who are in these same boats as we are, who are experiencing these, you know, challenges. That's where good communities, good, I say, like communities that you can relate to, like the Peace and Parenting community or the Hand in Hand community, you know, communities where you feel safe to say, my kid bit me and I don't know what to do. In our communities, we don't blink an eye at that. In the Peace and Parenting community, that's okay. Your kid is not bad. You're not a bad mom. You're not a bad dad. If your kid says F you to you, we also don't judge that. If you say F you to your kid because you were losing your mind, we also don't judge that. Now, do we say we want these people to behave these ways? Absolutely not. But we work with where we're at and we grow from our mistakes, and we can only grow from our mistakes and work with where we are at if we don't experience the judgment. And I see it all the time in social media. I see so many people get offended by things that are posted by me and by other parenting educators. They take it so personally because I think they feel the judgment of society. If they come at just the wrong moment to something, it can feel as if it's offensive. And I get that. But we owe it to ourselves to say, screw you, society. I don't care what you think. I'm not abiding by those rules. I will not succumb to your judgment because I don't need to be the good mom in your eyes. And I won't be. Guess what? I'm going to be the good enough mom in everybody's eyes, for my kids, for society, and for anybody else who gives a crap. Because we cannot get through this parenting journey without making mistakes. Our children cannot get through childhood without making mistakes. And this is all back to this idea of punishment. If you punish yourself and you punish your children with consequences or punishments or any sort of harshness, what good is it? Just think about it. Is part of the reason you care what society thinks because your parents judged you as a little kid? They punished you as a little kid? Your school punished you? Are you now punishing yourself every time you think you make a mistake? So when you go on Instagram and you read something, you're like, crap, I don't do that, or I do that. And now are you judging yourself just as your parents judged you, instead of giving yourself grace and saying, yeah, I did that. All right, well, here's a spot where I might want to just make an adjustment here. Here's a spot where I can learn. But if you're so defensive because you're worried about what society thinks, you're worried about being the good mom, does it disallow you to make change? Does it disallow you to forgive yourself? If we can't forgive ourselves when we make these mistakes, it puts us in a pretty bad spot because now we're in remorse and upset and guilt and shame. And when we go to those places, it makes it really hard to learn. Now, of course, if you yell at your kid, you're going to have some remorse and shame, and that's perfectly okay. But if we stay in that place too long, do we perpetuate the cycle of our mistakes because we're unable to learn from them? We're unable to pick ourselves up and say, okay, that was a mistake. I'm not going to beat myself up about it. Or do we take the stance that our parents did and we beat ourselves up about it and we feed into what society believes? And we continue to play off that judgment. So what do we do then? What do we do? I think what we do is we really have to soul search and we really have to say to ourselves, if our child's behavior is a certain way, it has nothing to do with my parenting. Sure, I can make adjustments to respond in certain ways, but if my kid is getting a D, if my kid is refusing to eat, if my child is doing these things, it has nothing to do with me. That's their experience. Now, what I can do is change the way in which I respond to them. I can change my behavior, not theirs. And their behavior is not indicative of who they are. They're immature beings with immature brains and very little experience in life. Of course, they're going to act bananas. They're supposed to. They're children. And of course, in moments where we can't regulate, we act bananas too. But this is not to say that any of us are bad. And I think that's the piece, is that we probably thought, I know for myself, when I made a mistake as a kid, it was pretty bad. Nobody could accept a mistake from me. Well, I was spicy, real spicy. And so, you know, like my Esme, apple doesn't fall far, right? So I was real spicy. And so when I made a mistake, it was big and it was tumultuous and it was, you know, spicy. And nobody could accept that, not at all. And so they would just really shut me down and really tell me how horrible it was and how bad I was. And so I too, when I first became a parent, I think that's why I stuck so deeply into control, because I was like, no, I will not go to the shame I felt as a child. No way. I'm going to be the perfect parent. I'm going to control my kids completely because I cannot go to the shame of doing this one very important thing wrong, because I needed to do it right. I wanted to do it right because I also wanted to right the wrong that I felt in my own childhood. I mean, I had a lot of stuff wrapped up in it. I don't know if other people can relate, but I had a lot of stuff wrapped up in that. And so I needed the control of my children, because I was feeding into that good mom paradigm, that good mom ideology. Like, I was really feeding into it. I had to be thought of that way. If I wasn't, I would go to shame. And I couldn't go to that same shame that I felt as a child. And I think this is it. This is the generational traumas, right? We're bringing in this idea of we're beating ourselves up, just like our parents did. We're shaming ourselves, and it's not doing us any good. So knowing it, can you identify it when it's happening, and can you start to unravel it? You can if you want to, but you have to really kind of do the work. You have to notice it and change direction and find a way to praise yourself, find a way to nurture yourself in those moments and say, it's a mistake. It's okay. Everybody, this is my new one too, I've been saying lately, everyone's going to live, right? We're going to live through this parenthood. We're going to live through this childhood with our children. Nobody's getting out unscathed. I say this to my clients and I say it to my friends. Yeah. All of us are going to get some bumps and bruises and scars. And let's hope, you know, they don't have to go to therapy for 10 years or 15 years like I did. Maybe they only have to go to therapy a little bit. But I think there's no way to fully extinguish all of the generational traumas, especially the ones, you know, I've had really deep and hard ones. And I know many people out there have. And so those just don't, you know, go away because you've decided I'm going to be gentle. I'm going to be, you know, connective. You still pass some of that stuff on. And let's hope it just starts to dissipate as the generations move here. My kids will have less and their kids will have less. And we can make a bigger difference in the world that way. All right. I hope this was helpful to discuss this idea of the good mom, good dad. And for you dads out there, I'm sorry, it was a little mom-centric, but I think you can also relate in the same way. And maybe this will help you, you know, relate to your partner or your co-parent or your, you know, whoever you've had a kid with. If you have a female partner, like maybe it will help you relate to your brothers or your sisters or your mom, or it can help you relate to lots of other, you know, females in this world. All right. Thank you for joining me on the Peace and Parenting Podcast. And I hope to see you next time.